The Pentagon has confirmed to us here at RT that despite previously vowing it would never use depleted uranium in Syria, it's in fact fired thousands of rounds containing the radioactive substance, this during the U.S.-led anti-ISIL operation. Let's take a closer look at what depleted uranium really is and why it's so dangerous. DU, as it's known, is a toxic and radioactive compound used in armor-piercing munitions. Many scientists say it can actually affect and damage people's DNA. Also affecting the nervous system, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. Birth defects over generations include babies born with no heads and missing limbs as well. Now, the Pentagon has admitted to using at least 5,000 rounds of depleted uranium in at least two incidents. This is an official video we can show you of a raid showing the bombing of an Islamic State oil convoy. These coalition strikes are part of Operation Inherent Resolve, aimed at crippling the infrastructure used by ISIL to fund itself through oil production. RT's Guyane Chichikan now with a closer look at the story.
U.S. Central Command wrote us that the military had used depleted uranium to destroy over 330 trucks, which ISIL was using to transport its illicit oil. These airstrikes took place in November of 2015 in Syria. CENTCOM said that the U.S. military had fired over 5,200 rounds containing depleted uranium and high-explosive incendiary materials during these operations. Depleted uranium is known to be very effective at destroying armored vehicles, including tanks. But its use has been extremely controversial, as it is believed that people's exposure to the material can cause cancer and birth defects. The U.S. military's use of this toxic material contradicts what U.S. officials had said earlier, which was that they would not use depleted uranium. In March of 2015, coalition spokesman John Moore was quoted as saying, U.S. and coalition aircraft have not been and will not be using depleted uranium munitions in Iraq or Syria during Operation Inherent Resolve. It is unclear how many Syrians were or will be exposed to the toxic material, but its use in densely populated areas during the American invasion of Iraq had a major blowback.